Bitcoin ETFs absorbed 18,991 BTC in 5 days. 9 sex new supply US spot. Bitcoin ETFs bought 18,991 BTC over the last 5 trading days. 9 times the new supply minted in the same period, according to data from Bitwise shared via Cointelegraph on April 24, 2026. At the current spot price of roughly $77,720, that is close to $148 billion of paper claims on coins that did not exist a week earlier. The ratio is the more useful number than the headline. Post-halving block rewards sit at 3.125 BTC per block, and with roughly 144 blocks a day, miners produce about 450 BTC of new issuance per trading day. 5 days of issuance comes to around 2,250 BTC. ETFs absorbed close to 9 times that figure in the same window. The demand issuance gap spot, ETF flow, is the one piece of Bitcoin demand that is easy to measure. Custodians publish holdings, issuers report AUM changes, and the aggregate net flow lands in a single clean number. What the Bitwise figure captures is purely the delta at the ETF wrapper, not OTC desks, corporate treasuries, or self-custody buyers. When the wrapper alone takes 9 times the fresh issuance for 5 sessions in a row, the marginal seller has to come from somewhere. Options include miners selling current production, long-held coins leaving cold storage, exchange inventory shrinking, or OTC desks drawing down float. The Bitwise post does not break that out, and absent on-chain confirmation, the claim remains a framing tool rather than proof of a supply squeeze. Prices not reacting BTC trades at $77,720 as of April 24, 2026, down 0.6% on the day and up 3.67% over the past week. ETH is at 2313.51, down 1.61% in the same session. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 58, labeled neutral. That is the part worth sitting with. A 5-day stretch where institutional wrappers soaked up 9x new supply would historically be paired with a sharp grind higher in spot. Instead, BTC is grinding sideways in the high 77Ks after rejecting the 80K level earlier this week. One reading. ETF buyers are offset by profit-taking from earlier cohorts bailing on oil and geopolitical headlines. Another. OTC inventory built up in prior months is being drawn down, cushioning price. The absence of a vertical move does not invalidate the flow. It suggests the supply response is real, which is the mechanic that matters for anyone sizing exposure on a 12-month horizon rather than a daily chart. What the number does not prove, a few caveats belong next to the 9x ratio before it gets quoted into oblivion. First, ETF flow is not necessarily new buying. Authorized participants create and redeem shares based on market-making needs. A chunk of the 18,091 BTC could reflect pre-existing basis trades rotating from futures into spot rather than net new dollar inflow. Second, 5 days is a short window. Quarterly numbers matter more than weekly for supply absorption narratives. April's full-month data will land in the usual CoinGlass and so-so value dashboards in about a week. Third, issuance is a fixed denominator. Anytime demand above the post-halving baseline gets compared to issuance, the multiple looks dramatic. The figure gets more interesting when it holds across multiple weeks, not one specific 5-day stretch. Context from the broader cycle. This is not an isolated reading. Spot ETF flows have been the dominant, incremental demand source since January 2024, and the halving in April 2024 cut issuance to the current 3.125 BTC per block level. Whenever weekly ETF net flows exceed around 350 BTC, they mathematically exceed new issuance for that week. 9 times issuance is closer to the upper band of what the market has seen in any 5-day window since launch. For reference, during the peak inflow streaks earlier this cycle, ratios around 5x to 7x were common on strong weeks, and 2x to 3x was typical. If the Bitwise number holds up when cross-referenced with daily issuer disclosures, it ranks among the more aggressive absorption periods on record.